Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
soul from sin.
Praise the Lord, there is a river. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm glad there's a river today. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 46. I want to speak on the river tonight. That was a wonderful, wonderful song that William sang. And I want to tell you, I felt the power of God. Now, I want to say that God has been doing a wonderful, wonderful thing around here at Westside Baptist Church. And as we consider what God is doing, we ought to be thrilled to death. In the book of Psalms, chapter 46. How many of you are glad you're saved tonight? How many of you are on your way to heaven? I want to tell you that there's a river. And it started flowing from the cross of Calvary. But if you'll turn in 46th chapter of the book of Psalms, I want to talk for just a few minutes on there is a river. A mighty fortress is our God. Now, the louder you shout, the more you say amen, and the more you act like you're into this service, the shorter I'm going to be. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. I mean, that's the best shout we've had tonight. Amen. Well, I want to tell you, as in verse 1, we see a refuge tonight. Now, you know what a refuge is? That is a place that we can run in a time of storm. Years ago, I can remember as a kid going over into Alabama. And they'd go into the little back, we'd go into the back roads in Alabama. We had some relatives over there, and they hadn't learned how to protect themselves except one way. And they would dig, because they was known for, it was called Tornado Alley back in those days. And they would dig in the side of the banks, dirt holes, if you please, and cover it back a roof, and they'd fix a place where they could get in there in a time of storm. Well, now, that was the Alabama way. Son, it worked. But I don't care what place you run to for a place of safety, there's only one eternal help, and there is a river. And it flows all the way from Calvary today. As we look at this, we see our God is our refuge and a strength and a present help in time of trouble. He's the one and He's the only one that we can run to tonight. Many of you have faced storms. Many of you are in a storm. Many of you have just come out of storms. And probably, if you didn't realize it, some of us might be ready on the edge of going into another storm. This is life. You see, God did not promise us the rose garden, but I guarantee you one thing, he promised us we could smell the fragrance of the rose as we walk through this garden, this garden of life. God is the river. God is our refuge. And the blood that started flowing from Calvary's cross, I want to tell you, covers our sins, and we are part of the family of God. Are you glad you're saved tonight? Do you know that you're saved tonight? That's the most important thing. You see, we talk about the refuge, but honey, I want to tell you one thing. If you don't know this Lord Jesus Christ and the saving efficacy, you're in a mess. Because you see, he is the only word, he's the only way, he's the only truth, and he's the only life. And the Bible clearly says, no man cometh to the Father except by me. Thank God he's the river today. The river started flowing at Calvary, and I want to tell you it has not stopped flowing yet. God is our refuge and our strength. Are you glad he's our strength tonight? You see, it'd be hard for me, it'd be hard for you to even face tomorrow if we did not have the one that's holding our hand. You see, we face these situations, these obstacles in our life, health situations, financial situations, family situation, all kinds of situations in life. That is life. But I'll tell you one thing. He came to give us life, and praise God to give us life abundantly. Are you enjoying the trip? Well, I'll tell you what. Sometimes folks walk into church house, brother, and they look like they've been sucking on sour grapes. Or just had a peeled a grapefruit and eating the grapefruit. But I want to tell you one thing. Because of that refreshing waters from the river, we've got a right to shout tonight. That is, if you've got a shout in you. But you see, it's not the noise that comes out of our mouth, but the rejoicing that comes out of our heart. I want to tell you one thing. I was thrilled to death this morning. Can you say amen? Amen? I was thrilled to death with camp meeting this past time. Can you say amen? Amen? I want to tell you, God pulled out some stoppers in the river around Westside Baptist Church, and he's beginning to let the cool waters flow. And I don't want to be a hindrance to that cool water flowing. I want to stay right, keep right, and walk right with God. My challenge is, listen, folks, God has once again touched Westside Baptist Church in a wonderful, miraculous way. And what we need to do is make sure that our life is in tune with him, our walks is with him, and our sights are set on him. Because, you see, it could be any day now, but there is a river. I want to tell you that rivers has refreshing waters. You see, rivers are running water. Well, some of them not. The Chattahoochee is running, but it sure is muddy, ain't it? But you see, the cool, refreshing water. But here's something about a river. A river starts at a little stream up into whatever, the mountains or wherever. It starts as a small stream, but as it goes further and further and further and further, it increases in size and force. It started at Calvary. And honey, that little handful that was saved around the cross, that little handful that was looking up to Jesus Christ, that little handful has been a marching mighty force through the centuries. The world, the devil doesn't like us. But I want to tell you this one thing. I love that song, that song about marching. Marching onward, Christian soldiers, marching us to war. Oh, I want to tell you, I want to keep on marching. What about y'all tonight? Do you want to keep on serving God? Do you want to keep on living for him, being a witness, a testimony for him? Hey, listen, that's what it's all about. And we need to be encouraged to keep on keeping on for Jesus. Oh, choir, you never sang any prettier with more power of the Holy Spirit. Singing groups around here You're sounding sweeter as the day go by. Even old William's getting a little bit better. And I thought that was an impossibility. I thought he was already reached the heights that he would reach his zenith. But honey, I'm gonna tell you one thing. He's reaching on higher grounds. You know why? He's connected. Now we need to be connected tonight. We need to be reaching for higher ground. Now I know y'all pick on William. Now y'all leave him alone. Y'all leave that boy alone. He can't help it. He's from Alabama. Go dogs, go dogs. I heard his feelings. But listen tonight, I'm just going to be just talking a little bit. Just allow me just to talk to you. Just like Daddy talking to his little youngins. God's given us a great opportunity. It didn't just start this morning. This morning was the result of what God's already started. But it started with preachers. And I'm not patting myself on the back, but it started with preachers that were willing to lay it down and walk with Jesus. Plus nothing, minus nothing. And let God have his way. You see, when we back off and take our hands off of it and let God take over, honey, he knows how to operate better than we do. Oh, I want to tell you, it's not the organization of the church, but the organism of the church that's essential. Listen to me tonight, just for a few more minutes. Give me 1.5 hours. An hour and a half. Whoever said that is the clerk here tonight. We're gonna roll him off the rolls. Well, praise God. Let's gripe about something. We got a lot to shout about tonight. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're saved? In all seriousness, listen to me carefully. In all seriousness, what we're seeing now did not start by accident. I've had a burden. I'm sure Brother Alton would, if he would stand and say the same, that he's had a burden. But I saw a church beginning to get a little cold. When you say amen, it got to the point where it was dangerous for us to stand out there and shake hands. For the most part, stampede at the doors. I saw that it seemed like that we was not as connected as we once were. But you know, since we've been closing around in the altar, and the church coming together is a big family. I think God's smiling at us. I think that's what God loves out of his children. Hey, listen. I don't have the home to go to like I used to. But you know, when we got together at the home, all the family would gather together down there in Grantville. And we just had the wonderful time because we'd all come together. Go to those pain reunions, those out-of-way reunions, and we see our relatives, and we just have the best time. But you know what? We as God's children, when we come to the house of God, we ought to have that same experience. Now, first and foremost, it comes from letting God be God and let him be number one. Secondly, it comes from Christians being Christians and loving Everybody. It's been so easy through the years. And I'm thanking God for the most part, Westside has never had little cliques. You see, God wants us to be one big happy family. No big I's, little U's. We don't even have anybody fussing. We got some of the best singers this side of heaven. In fact, I tell everybody, every one of these preachers, we got them. Get over it. They're not going anywhere. I like the harmony among our singers. I like working together. I like it. Where there's unity. And that's exactly what God wants us to do. To continue working together. Loving one another. Staying together. And when we come to church, leave our watch at the door, so to speak. And stay till God says it's enough to and ready to go home. Some of y'all young'uns couldn't survive some of the church services we used to go to when I was growing up. And I tell you one thing, too. When I was a kid, and I'm not fussing, I'm just telling you how it was. You better make your trip to the necessary room before because you didn't get them to go between. Now, I know sometimes it's hard to sit there and wiggle and squirm and just, you know, wait, preacher, will he hurry up? Brother Alton, he's long-winded today. Brother Payne would shut up, please. No, you know what I'm talking about. But it's, how can I say it politely? Sometimes when the message gets so hard, that's when the seat gets hard. That's all of a sudden you got to make a little trip out. But I tell you what, when the message gets hard, that's when we should get soft. And listen. And not just listen with the ears, but let God put it in our hearts. I'm convinced we're the last generation. And I want Westside Baptist Church to be at least the voice and not an echo. And let people, hey, listen, we're beginning to have people come visit with us. They're interested in Westside. They're nibbling, and they keep nibbling, and keep nibbling. Pretty soon, the bait's going to get off, and the hook's going to get them. But we got to stay with God. We got to stay with God. We got to stay with the old King James Bible. We got to stay with the right kind of singing. Now, I'll tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I was not brought up on this book, this song book. I was brought up in the old Stamps Baxter Limp Back song book. They'd get up there, and that thing was limp back, all right. The reason it's limp back is the song leader, he'd get it up there, and he'd sing a verse of song, and then he'd close it up, and he'd wiggle it back and forth and say, okay, now let's hit the second verse. But when the piano hit the chord, you hit the song. And you just didn't sing softly and sweetly. I mean, those old rafters would rattle back in those days. Well, things have changed a little bit. But I want to tell you one thing. Y'all can't sing too loud for me. The only thing that really, there's only one temptation. And I've got to be honest, I've got to confess. Can I confess one temptation? When Brother William gets up there to sing a song with one of those high pitches, and he goes up there so high, and he gets so red as his hair, he has his face red as his hair. He's up there, I've just wanted to have a straight pen and see if I could get him up another octave higher. Got to have a little fun. There's nothing wrong with smiling, laughing. There's nothing wrong with it. But I'm glad for that river tonight. But here's why I'm glad for that river. There was something that was stopping the flows of the waters at Westside. We went through a drought of not worshiping. We were assembling, but it seemed like God was not moving. I had that burden. Alton's been concerned. I said, God, you got to do something for us. This is not the way it was, and I don't want to close like this. I don't want us to go out like this for the rapture. Not because of me. Not because of Brother Alton, but because of Holy God. Holy God. Camp meeting broke the ice. The Fords sitting back there, they can remember those days when we used to have services like this all the time. The others, I don't think there's many others left from the original crowd from the first day. But they can attest to the fact that, man, we'd have it praising God and we'd have rejoicing services. I'm telling you what, we'd have, when the ladies came to church, they didn't bring the handkerchiefs just for the fact of having a handkerchief to hold. They brought a handkerchief because they was going to do business with God. Do business with God. Tears. Nothing wrong with shedding tears. I'm afraid that's one of the reasons that we don't see no more of our loved ones saved than we used to. We got it in our head that we want them to be saved, but we hadn't got it in our hearts yet. And we had not gotten to the point where we're willing to say, Lord, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. You're sweet people. You're loving people. You're kind people. Most of all, you're Christian people. You're Christian people. I talk all the time about the rapture coming pretty soon. And I'm convinced it is. Some might have different opinions about when or whatever. That's all right. I don't fall out with anybody about that. But I believe we're close to the door. And I want the last days, weeks, months, or years of Westside Baptist Church to be its glorious days. I want us to reach out to the hurting, to the wounded, the crying, the wayward, the strangers. I don't care if the hair's a little bit long. I don't care if they're in blue jeans that might be torn or worn. I don't care as long as they're coming to seek Jesus. It's not what's on the outside that's going to get them in or keep them out. It's what's on the inside. Let them come on in. And when they get Jesus, if they're doing it stubbornly and rebelliously, God will take care of that part. God will take care of that. I've been noticing we've been having a good many visitors of that mindset. The men, I'll hug their necks. The women, I'll shake their hands. And I'll say, I'm glad you come this morning. And I want you to come back. And I say it like I really meant. Please come back. Just don't ever be guilty of sort of stepping over to the side and say, well, you know. Let's rush up to them. And make them know that there's somebody in the sight of God and we want them to be in heaven with us. Let's do that, church. This is a challenge tonight. I just felt like just reading that little scripture and challenging you. Because in all truth and all honesty, The night crowd is the backbone of the church for the most part. Not just at Westside, but that's the norm for churches. The night crowd is the backbone of the church. You can depend on the night crowd. So if you will help me to do what I'm challenging you to do tonight, then those others might catch on. And our voice can be once again resonated through Newnan and Cuyahoga County. Hey, there's something happening down that Westside Baptist Church. There's something happening. They are different. I want us to be different. I want us to be right with God. And when we're right with God and we're not walking in the step of the world, then God's going to use us. And in these last days, this time, that it's important that we are used for the glory of God. That's our mission. And that's the message.